Are you still awake? I just wanted to come check on you. Your sister mentioned you'd be spending a couple of nights here since you're not feeling very well. So, how are you holding up? Yeah, I thought so. I could hear you coughing and sneezing from my room. I brought you some things to help you feel better. I'm coming in, okay? Oh, my poor little thing. Just look at you. Just look at this mess. You know, if you weren't sick and I saw all these used tissues, I might think you were busy with something else. Did you get what I did there? You did. Oh, thank God. That would have been really awkward if you didn't. But I have to admit, the thought of you doing that, it kind of makes me feel excited in a way. Well, here, I brought you medicine and I made some soup. I know you haven't eaten all day, so why don't you have some soup first? You'll need it before you take the medicine. I'd hate for your stomach to get more upset. I made you my favorite. It's butternut squash soup. Oh, and I even made homemade croutons for it, just the way I like it. Now, let's get you a nice spoonful. Sure, you could feed yourself, but I just wanted to help you. I know we don't really know each other, but I always see you coming into the apartment. Not that I'm complaining, but I know that everyone has to stay in a dorm their first year of college, and it sucks not having private space. So, since you're here a lot, showering, hanging out, and spending the night on the couch sometimes, I just thought it might be nice for us to get to know each other. Also, I kind of feel bad because I was sick a couple days ago and you were over it, and now you're sick. So, is it okay if I feed you this time? Really? Okay. Now, open wide. That's it. Just for me. And how is it? Do you like it? Oh, good. I'm so happy. Now try one with the crouton. So? Right? I told you it makes it so much better. Here, have another spoonful. That's so sweet of you. I'm so glad you like it. And don't worry, there's some more in the kitchen. Here, let's have a couple more spoonfuls and then I'll give you your medicine, okay? Here we go. That's it. And just one more. And there. Oh, it looks like you have a little bit on your lip. Here, I can just wipe it away with my finger. There you go. No. Wait. I'm not gonna let a soup this good go to waste. Anyways, here's your medicine. Yeah, I already poured it into the little measuring cups that came with it. Of course, it's non-drowsy. That's the only medicine we had left. Well, I didn't really think that it made sense to bring the bottle in here and pour it out and give it to you. Yeah, sorry. I just thought it would be faster to give it to you. I'll measure it out already. Oh, and don't worry. I made sure to get the serving size right. And, if you're still feeling bad, you can have another dose in 5 hours. Oh, let me just take a screenshot of the time really quick on my phone. Okay, got it. So stop stalling and drink up. What's with your face? I know it doesn't taste that bad. Here, take your water, but I still see a little bit of medicine left in there. Make sure you drink it all, okay? I want to see it completely gone. Okay, now scoot up a bit. I have one more medicine to give to you. Oh, it's vapor rub. Yeah, you just put some on your back and chest and it should help a bit with your cough. Now scoot forward and take off his shirt. Come on, don't be shy. I've seen you come out of the bathroom with just a towel on. See? Was that so hard? Let me just climb up behind you. I'll straddle you so you can lean back and relax while I do your chest first. Oh, wow. Oh, nothing. Just, your skin is softer than I thought. It's so warm, too. Hey, what's the matter? Why are you trying to get up? Yeah, I promise I gave you the non-drowsy medicine. Why? You're feeling sleepy? That's probably because of how good this feels, having someone take care of you like this. Holding you close in my arms. Sharing my warmth with you. Shh, it's okay. You don't have to say anything. You are looking a little sleepy after all. Come here. Let me just pull you back. Nice and close. That's it. Just relax, okay? Shh, I'm almost done applying the medicine. Oh, you smell so good. I love that you use my shampoo and soap when you shower here. Oh, you thought you were using your sister's stuff? No, don't apologize, silly. I actually like it. Knowing we smell the same makes me feel like we're connected. Don't worry, it's not like I gave you a choice. Whenever I know you're coming over to shower, I make sure to tuck away all of your sister things in the bathroom, so you'll only have mine to use. What was that, cutie? You're mumbling, so I can't understand what you're saying. Shh, it's okay. Shh. All you need to worry about right now is relaxing and getting some rest. You can tell me all about it when you wake up. Well, if you remember, of course. Oh, you can barely keep your eyes open. I'm gonna take really good care of you. Good night, my love. I hope you have the sweetest dreams tonight. Dreams of us, hopefully. Well, that went a lot smoother than I thought it would. I guess I could start getting you ready, but let me just clean my hands first. Now, just let me pull down your pajamas. Oh my fucking god, your cock. I definitely need before and after photos. It's so cute when it's all soft and limp like that. Now a couple of me holding it. Oh my god. It's so cute in my hand. Now let's just see what your cock looks like when it's hard. Wow. Okay. Fuck. Oh, I never thought feeling you get hard in my hand would be so hot. This is nice. I could see myself getting used to this. I could see how you could react when I do these things to you. Like when I speed up, just like this. Wondering just how much you would twist and turn from the pleasure. I'd make you yell my name and tell me all of your little secrets. Every single one. Before I would even think about slowing down. And what if I start nice and slow? Just focus on the tip. Almost like I'm teasing you. Fuck, I can already hear it. The sound of you begging and those little whiny moans that you wouldn't be able to hold back. God, I would probably keep you like that for hours. But from the looks of it, it feels like you and your precious cock right here wouldn't even be able to last 5 minutes when you're awake. And just look how much pre-cum there is. Oh. Oh. Holy shit. There you go. Just let it out. Fuck, oh my god. I should have recorded this part. Wait. You should be sick for at least a couple more days. I guess I could record it then. Fuck. I want to keep holding you in my arms while you sleep, but I'm sorry. I just need to get a taste. I'm sorry, my love, but I promise I'll lay you down gently, okay? But don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here, and I'll be as close as ever. Okay. There we go. Let me just start moving down. Oh, you made such a big mess. How about I get a couple more photos? Just to keep a little reminder of my work. Oh my god, it's perfect. Now I can finally... Wow. You taste amazing. Oh. Look at that. You even got some on your tummy. Go ahead, you're so cute. There it is. Nice and clean. Now I can get a couple of selfies with it. And maybe one with your cock in my mouth. Oh. You're already starting to get hard again. What am I going to do with you? Oh, I'm thankful, sweetie. I thought our fun time was over, but I should have known better. Oh, fuck. I only had your cock in my mouth for a couple seconds. Just long enough to take a selfie with it, but that was enough to just get you hard again. Fuck, oh, it turns me on so much. Oh, fuck, I'm so turned on right now. Oh, I need to fucking ride you. Oh my god, I feel you press up into me. Just let me just slowly lower myself onto you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, I can't wait to do this when you're awake. Although I'd be the one in charge, I would still let you touch and feel me wherever you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's okay. Oh, I feel you twitching inside of me. I would have loved for us to come together, but you can come if you want. I won't be mad. I promise. But I won't stop until I finish. Okay. But I'm close if you can just wait a little bit longer. I promise I'll give you a treat the next time we do this. Okay? Oh my god. You're coming. You're coming inside of me. Come on. How are you coming so much again? Amazing. Oh, thank you for that. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. I should probably start cleaning you up. Shh, I know you're sensitive. It's just a little more. There. Now, let's get you dressed again. Oh, no, it looks like your boxers got a little dirty. I guess I should take them and get them cleaned up for you. But don't worry, I'll give them back to you. Let's just take them off and give you new ones, okay? Lucky for you, I still have the ones I took from you a couple weeks ago. I already washed them and they're nice and clean. They even smell like my clothes now. I'll get them in a little bit. Let's just pull your pajamas and put your shirt back on for now. I just want to cuddle next to you for a little bit. It feels so nice being all cuddled up next to you. It's so relaxing and calming after all that intimacy. I don't ever want to forget this moment. Maybe just one more photo of us together. Say cheese. Hello, this is Rotten Little Bitch. And thank you so much for listening to this audio fill. This was super fucking fun to record. Phenomenal script. Props to the scriptwriter, of course. This aftercare is included to remind you that there's nothing wrong with liking this kind of stuff. That's what, like, you know, these scenarios are for, so that we can indulge in our fetishes and kinks and whatnot, safely, you know? As long as nothing is hurting anyone, then it's okay. It's all good. Yeah, thank you so much for listening, though. And I hope you really fucking enjoyed. Yeah. I hope you very much enjoyed. You know what I mean? Okay, let me chill. Yeah. If you have not today, go eat something. Get off your ass and go munch. Go drink some water if you need to. And, you know, if you need to relax for a little bit, if you need to take a nap or whatever, if you can, go ahead. Cozy up, you know? Cuddle up with a blanket, because, you know, it is getting kind of cold out, for me at least. Yeah, I just hope you really enjoyed, and thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day or night. Mwah.